Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Who knew there'd be so many hurricanes that they'd run out of names? I've got a couple that they'll never use. We're being told that we may be in the beginning of an increasingly active storm cycle. What did we do to deserve this? You know it's a bad season when the Weather Channel's TV ratings compare favorably with an NFL Sunday. Ah, gone are the days when a weatherman was a thin, bald guy with glasses. Now they've got hunks out there in skin-tight T-shirts. They're attracting weather groupies who float around them like palm fronds on a windy beach and get goosebumps when they mention the Saffir-Simpson scale. Actually, we don't need to tune into the Weather Channel. The local stations go into this weird head-to-head competition to see who can repeat the same information over and over as if we were a group of attention deficit preschoolers. I'm sorry, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Now I remember the three things I learned way back there during Hurricane Katrina. Number one, I don't want to do lawn maintenance for a living. Number two, it's difficult at best to balance a portable lantern on your leg in the bathroom while attempting to solve the crossword puzzle. And I will not try to sell a Mickey Mouse-shaped mold covering my unrefrigerated cheese on eBay. The market, like the cheese, has gone south. Let's go outside for that almost weekly ritual of storm shutter pokey. It's almost like the hokey pokey, except you can't sit down if you're tired of dancing. Okay, what's the difference between a regular nut and a wing nut? Not a lot, except you can't find either when you've dropped one in the grass because you're wearing gloves to protect your hands while putting up the storm shutters. There's more metal in my lawn than the nut drawer at Home Depot. Can you tell the difference between a limb trimmer and a branch cutter? I didn't know during the day when I was using each to clean up the yard, but the muscles that ache from a limb trimmer are different than those of a branch cutter. The sawing motion you make while cutting tree limbs are like playing that children's bat and ball game, except that the ball is a basketball attached with a fan belt-sized rubber band to a 4-foot paddle. Aspirin doesn't help. If we were paid by the hour to clear our lot of downed branches and leaves, we could have retired to Florida. How much debris did we clear? Well, let's say the entire swale around our house is filled with a 4-foot pile of tree parts so dense that we could hold off an attack of the industrial-strength machete-handed people from Neptune. The good news was that nice cold front immediately after the hurricane. Sure, slam us, then give us a taste of good weather like Mother Nature playing bad cop, good cop. Chainsaws by day, generators by night, and the only noise relief is when you're in a gas line with the windows up and the radio off trying to chill out. At night it was good to open your windows, but then you tended to have the dream where you're chased by a hive of angry bees, only to wake and hear the generators. Who knew they'd be more expensive to run than a 1973 Cadillac that hasn't been tuned in 20 years? But I will never complain about that noise while my cold cuts are rubbing elbows with a fresh pork loin in my neighbor's generator-cooled refrigerator. We live in a small town with a lot of trees. Not anymore. What Katrina didn't take down, Wilma did. It wasn't the best pruning available. And we are a tree city, which means that we take care of our tree canopy. Now, I'm afraid we qualify for the shrub city designation. Well, it is less maintenance. And that's your Radio Buzz.